Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. This is Joy Packard with the Joy Reveals podcast. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining. I have had so many new people, so many unique listeners coming on every single week, and I'm grateful. My son told me the other day that he had introduced my podcast to one of his friends, and they were listening, and it just makes me so happy to get the message, our messages, to the world. So thank you. Thank you so much. I wanted to share this quote with you, and it's Ben Franklin. You don't stop playing because you get old. You get old because you stop playing. Whoa. When I read that, I'm like, okay, you know, here I am about to hit 56. It's coming upon me within a few months. And the other day I was just playing with the grandkids. I'm starting to kind of feel some of the things that I didn't feel when I was 20 and 30, you know, but as we try and stay young, we try and stay active. We try and do those things. You like dancing. You know, we talk about dancing so much, just moving your body. And have you ever seen someone dancing who's not smiling? I mean, it just makes you so happy. I think we had a podcast about that. And I was thinking about that today, about how as I get older, I just want to continue to do the things that bring a smile to my face. And I've been really practicing smiling more, even when I'm tired or when I don't feel like smiling. I saw this guy in the airport the other day who was sitting across from us as I was waiting to get back on my flight or get on my flight back here to San Antonio. And he would just smile ear to ear off and on. And I thought, wow, you know, what a nice smile. And I bet we don't realize, like, even on our face, you know, like, what do we look like? You know, are we smiling more? Do we look too worried? Do we look too tired or serious? And I bet you if you practice like smiling more, like really make a conscious effort, and also make a conscious effort about just finding time to play. And, you know, this world, you know, we're so serious. You know, every day we have so much work, we have things to do. We have to-do lists, checklists, you know, always something to do. There's never going to be a time where we don't have things to do, right? I know, like, raising all my 8 kids, even to this very day, as they are older and on their own, we have grandkids and now we have in-laws. And I was just thinking, you know, like, there's never a time where in fact, I taught my kids as they were younger, and they can tell you boring was not in our vocabulary, not to be bored. And so playing, you know, like, think of something that you enjoy doing. You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily playing pickleball or playing, but like, just taking the time, like the other night when we went over to my daughter's house for a birthday party, we were just out sitting by the patio, by the, you know, the ice pod that we did the other day, and just doing nothing. Sometimes we can just play with the grandkids or play with them, you know, like with their cars that they're rolling on the desk or whatever. So I'm starting to really try to make a conscious effort to play more and to smile more. And as we do that, and I hope that as you try to do that, you will see how it changes your whole, you know, thing, that you, your whole disposition as far as like not being sad. Because like, we all have some sadness, right? We're all a little bit worried. We've talked about this, about what's going on in the world, but we have to try and continue. I mean, in the Bible, it talks about, you know, being of good cheer. And there's a lot of times that it's hard to be that way, right? But by playing, and by practicing smiling more, I think that will help. I think that if, as you and I both try that it will help us in our everyday life. So hope this is helping you in some way. I hope you're having an amazing day, morning or night, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. And I hope that you can continue to try to strive to play, find time to play, and find time to smile. All right, with that, I will leave you. Take care. I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.